Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Mary Neal. I'm calling in to the Human Rights Demand Channel. We're very proud to welcome the Strong Heart Warriors Association here at Human Rights Demand. It looks like we're having more than usual quarantine problems. I don't really know what's going on with them today. I wrote a good deal about the stalkers at Google Plus today, and I was recording the Lakota National Anthem, and they knew that I intended to put that as one of our audio clips here at Human Rights Demand. So that could be why they're interfering so much today. Who knows why these people do what they do? Their whole quest seems to be to control everybody, everybody. They negate everybody's adulthood and everybody's right to self-determination over their land, over their property, even over their own bodies. They demand the right to have complete control of everything and everyone, whether it's man, woman, children, animals, minerals, whatever the case may be. They demand the right to completely dominate and control the world. And we know that that kind of power only belongs to the Creator. So they even want to supplant him, say that there is no Creator. I guess they want to pretend they created us. But let me go ahead now and let you speak to your host. The host of this radio show is an elder in the Lakota tribe. His name is Kanupa Nani. And I want to thank you, Mr. Money, for coming on Human Rights Demand. And I want to turn it over to you right now.
Thank you, Mary. And it's been a pleasure to be back on again to, you know, start off in the predicaments of life where we always, you know, give our opening handshake to everybody that believes in freedom. Well, first of all, you know, again, here in Indian country, we talk about a lot of things that pertain to what is going on through treaty obligations, the identity of who we are, and most of all, the topic today would be vested upon white think. Now, that little illustration called white think will have a grave effect on a majority of the listening audience today, because Native people are up against a multicultural environment that does not allow them to assert their independence vested upon freedom and sovereignty. And so today I thought of really looking at the issue more strongly because it pertains to the Oklahoma Cherokee people known as the Freedmen. And so when you look at this type of illustration in a modern, you know, pronunciation, a majority of our people have to ask our current tribal entities, which is better known as the tribal governments, what really is the downfall of why we are not accepting people of color? Well, in history, when slavery was very epidemic, a lot of our Eastern nations enslaved their own people with that same type of concept. And this might be offensive to most people in the listening audience, but I don't mean to be disrespectful today. What I'm giving people is a chance to understand history in a modern pronunciation according to the way indigenous people deem these stories of life that was passed down to us from generations to generation. And so when imperialism becomes that type of pronunciation to give us ability to understand why you have to be servants to the system. A lot of our tribes in the Eastern and, you know, Western and Southern kinships, they've forgotten them basic principles that give us the ability to remain free. And so today we talk, let's take an approach on this more on a coherent and cohesive manner. Because if we can honor, you know, our type of understanding without a shadow of a doubt to express what is rightfully ours as a free nation of people remaining to assert their independence on freedom and sovereignty, then and only then can we understand the predicaments of where we're going into the 22nd century. And so today is a prime example how we are supposed to administer that establishment according to international law, treaty law, and laws of natural law. Those are indigenous people's supremacy clause. Same with our African descendants and many other ethnic people of color. We have an understanding with our own mechanism in life, but we are always, always forgotten. And so when I look at that type of pronunciation to be very in tone to the direction we are headed, many of our people talk about sovereignty with the intent to serve the purpose of who we are as red people. Many want to talk about treaty obligations that are supposed to be, you know, sovereign implemented to protect the nation and the people. And many others want to talk about the freedoms that we have to preserve our traditional understanding in the points of reality that we deal with in modern education, modern upbringing, and those type of pronunciations that allow us to maintain our balance within ourselves. So today, the Lakota people and many other nations that are trying to regain nation status, mind you. We are the only race of people in our own country not allowed to sit within the Council of Nations. So what is happening there, America? What is happening? How can the federal governments, how can the states, how can county governments ensure that they represent indigenous people, let alone people of color? How is that possible? When, number one, we've been lied to. Number two, we have never, ever been representing our own selves. And number three, why can't we speak for ourselves in our own native tongue? When you go before the Council of Nations, every ethnic minority that sits in the nation states, they're all representing their own body, their own identity, and their own language. But indigenous people are far from that. So our quest of independence is far beyond driven because we have a majority of our people continuously begging the system for recognition when, in fact, the Vienna Convention of 1969 gives us the ability to assert our identity on an independent structure of a nation. You see, this is why America continues to fault us for whatever type of predicament that Native people and many others of color tried to be successful. And again, folks, I do not mean to be disrespectful. What I'm saying is I'm giving all the opportunities of understanding to meet nationhood. Nations outside my waters have never, ever, without a benefit of a doubt, look to people of color to find out where the problems are. And so in Indian country, we think about what happens today. We have the highest epidemic rates of all kinds of health issues when it pertains to our people. We have highly incarceration rates when it comes to our people speaking out and mentioning the things that are inappropriate for us to meet those exacting standards in the eyes of the beholder. The highest incarceration rate in the history of mankind. And then we have the highest death mortality rate beyond studies against any type of survey when it comes to people of color. Why is a country vested upon freedom and the hierarchy's provisions that this is the land of the free and the home to the brave and all these circumstances that give credence to America? America is a word that was made up when people continue to destroy. That's the concept of how eurocentric behavior becomes prevalent in this day and age in 2014, that people cannot recognize the real people of color. But yet when you look at all of our four-legged creatures and our winged creatures, they still get along in the language that was given to them by Great Mother of Earth and the great mystery of above. These are true facts in our day and age in 2014, reaching out to many people that understand where we're going into the 22nd century. Now, a couple days ago, a girlfriend of mine by the name of Antoinette Marie, we elaborated on some issues pertaining to white think. And I asked her, what was the definitions to these things that were illustrated about white think? White think, W-H-I-T-E, think, T-H-I-N-K. Again, T-H-I-N-K. And so people of color have been trying to exonerate the issues that give them the ability to remain independent. Now, the world over, far and wide, from many ethnical nations that are outside my waters, have lived by a traditional mechanism. And it's because of their own natural abundance according to how nature gives them the opportunity to dwell in its harmony. Now, if the great mystery himself was here, or even the so-called Christianity, Jesus, was here, walking in front of you in his robe, according to their scriptures and all this stuff, if that young man was here in prevalence in reality, 10-1, the white race would crap themselves. They'd probably fall over and have heart attacks. Because this is the man they destroyed. This is the man that they killed to regain control of the minds of people that had a belief system and their own spiritual understanding upon earth. And many nations have that same pronunciation. For the Lakota people, we have the sacred pipe. The sacred pipe is what governs the continent of America, which is better known as Turtle Island or the Island Hill. So a majority of the people have lost that concept. So if our spiritual practice and our abundancy is what we live with today in modern consciousness, it's still alive and well. What makes the system implementing all these acts and regulations and executive orders through congressional, you know, approval to determine if we can be accepted as indigenous people into a continent that belongs to us? As I'm speaking to all the listening audience, there's some Canadian geese walking towards me. And it's a brilliant piece to see. And this is what I'm talking about. The message of reality that we talk about is vested upon white think. Why should the white man determine, man, what indigenous people need to do? Why should the white man tell Indian people, man, that, hey, you have to follow this order, or you have to follow these rules and regulations. You have to follow these type of policies and procedures. Wasn't it the First Nations people that taught these people how to live free? Taught them how to adapt to society in general when it was populated with nothing but indigenous people? And for our African people, the real pronunciation, and again, listening audience, I don't mean this to be disrespectful. It was the indigenous people that really set the African population free. and to this godforsaken day, a majority of our people of color are forgetting that pronunciation. That's not about white think there. That's about indigenous think and African think. You see, when people of color take the reality in one heart, it becomes free. And so this is the problem with white think, because there is nothing of goodwill in that man's heart. If there was, he'd leave things alone. He'd quit destroying the principles of life. The great mystery did not tell him to punish people of color. No, he did it because he wants to control. And look at this nation that once had the ability to understand its own freedom. Our own freedom is at stake. And a majority of our people cannot embrace that. Instead, we want to fight things that don't belong to us. We want to fight for things that doesn't make an existence in our lives. And so when the human life becomes prevalent, let alone the animals, you will see that white think has not learned from the history of his own destruction. And this is how indigenous people and many others are bridging that gap to enter the 22nd century and the 22nd, doorway to our future, to prevent our children and the ones yet unborn to have a better understanding and acceptance in life, so there would be no destruction of that human mindset at the hands of Eurocentric man. Today, white think has that ability to destroy you within and without. We have caseloads of our children being expedited from their families. We have caseloads of our people being subjugated to colonial prison camps. We have families being driven out on the streets and becoming homeless because of Eurocentric behavior. And these godforsaken rights that are privileged under the United States Constitution are being violated every day in white America. That's white think. Ladies and gentlemen, Chalupa Guhamani doesn't say this to be disrespectful. What he's saying, in order for us to embrace the commonality of natural law, we have to embrace freedom. We have to believe in it in order for it to continue to stay alive. And that's where independence lies. It lies within each and every one of us, especially we people of color. And then when you have that belief system in freedom and independence, that's how you exercise sovereignty. When you look at all them nation states that are implementing their sovereignty, you will see that history has always, always repeated itself because of Eurocentric man's behavior. And as I said before, in many shows with Mary Neal and many others in the international communities, I've exercised my understanding to its full intent. If the geese and the ducks and the water loons and the gray-haired heron and the pelicans and the swans and the mallard ducks, if they all can embrace pond-like water or even the rivers, you can see their renaissance of their spirituality is still connected because they give nature its beauty, its blessing, to live according to natural law that Mother Earth has given to them. And there's no division. There's no fights amongst them. They still get along in their own language. How remarkable is that? But when it comes to white think, Eurocentric man does not allow you to accept that type of understanding because he wants to be the dominant race to control these things. Make sounds of the geese. Make sounds of the duck. As a sportsman, like to destroy them. All these animals and creatures of this earth get along without no type of restriction, without no type of line preventing them to be locked in, without no fence line. There is no perimeter that blocks them in from the natural beauty of the way Grandmother Earth has given us this sanctuary. So today I embrace this understanding to give people that benefit of a doubt to really, really take a look at what's happening here in America. white America has always repeated history for one simple thing, capitalistic control. They want to neutralize people that are speaking the truthful message. They want to shut down radio shows such as what Miss Neal and the Strongheart Warrior Society are implementing to help people get out of dormancy. They don't want this message of goodwill and good teachings to reach out to the community to help them get out of dormancy, because this is not a privilege. It's an actual way of life of being free. That belief system is within each and every one of you. And today, the Strong Heart Warrior Society implements that. We're all targeted by them for speaking the truth. But they're the ones who did that to us. Remember, we can't even be left alone to do what we need to do to save our people. We can't even be left alone to help our own people. We're always being racially discriminated. We are being racially sent to prison. We are being racially destroyed and killed and murdered. Every day there's an ethnic person of color being raped or murdered or being a victim of circumstance at the hands of Eurocentric man. This is the problem. That's what continues to serve white pink, because it's an opportunity to continue to destroy people of color. When are we going to wake up and see this big problem, ladies and gentlemen? We can talk about it. We can talk about it in the numerous intents to understand who we are. But if we're not going to do anything about it by opening them doors to the 22nd doorway where we're going to the future, the cases are closed. And the Eurocentric man is going to continue to destroy you within and without. Today I leave this message of white think at the listening audience's understanding within their own hearts. Contact Shanupa Gruhamani at 605-517-1547. Again, 605-517-1547. And give me a call. Give me an understanding. We're going to go into a brief break here and give people a chance to elaborate and get their minds together and call in and ask for some questions. And I'll ask them and ascertain the questions as best as I can. Mary, it's a great day on Wednesday. I look at all the creatures of life walking about us, looking in the directions where we go. And so it shows me that our people are connected somewhere when we're facing the reality of what needs to be in place. And so
Mr. Monty, I think that we must be very effective. If we were not very effective, we would not be up against the amount of censorship and COINTELPRO activity, if that's what it is, if you were not delivering a powerful message. And our message here at Human Rights Demand is a message of unity. We need to unite for justice for everyone. Everyone has human rights. We're supposed to have civil rights, but they are often failing. Civil rights are failing us and failing our brothers and sisters all over this nation. But our human rights are that our God-given rights. We have those, and we must learn to stand up for our own human rights and for the human rights of our fellow man, because they are being seriously violated. Even the right to self-expression is under continuous attack, because slaves who can describe the condition of their enslavement are no longer slaves. They're threats. And that was said by, I think it's James Baldwin. He said that slaves who can describe, when you can adequately describe the position of your enslavement, then you are no longer a slave. You have become a threat. And so they don't like for people to be able to describe the condition of our people of color, enslavement in the USA. Right now, I want to let you listen, because Tam, I started saying this, the warning went off. You know, listen. You know, when you have your television or radio on, and all of a sudden it starts buzzing, And that's the warning that they have for, you know, national security alerts. Oftentimes when I'm saying something that they don't like, the warning buzzer will just start sounding on whatever device we have on, a television or a radio. All of a sudden it'll start giving that warning, and it did that as I was speaking to you just now, Mr. Money.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of enslavement that we're supposed to get used to and we're supposed to embrace. And I have told these people, I've started telling them this years ago when I realized this is what they wanted of us. They want us for slaves. I told them, no thanks, you know, because I refuse to be anyone's slave. I know it to be a very cruel designation. I know it to be a very cruel designation. And it's completely up to the slave master how cruel they want to be. It's not up to the slave. The slave can't tell the slave master, okay, you go far enough, don't do that, or don't do this. Because if you're a slave, you are property. And it's up to the slave master how cruel he wants to be, completely. And so I say no thanks to slavery for myself and for every other person, but each of us needs to stand up and say it for ourselves and say it for every other person. If everybody would stand up to slavery, then the slave master would have no choice but to give up. Because I tell you something, there is no system of slavery where the slave, the owned person, the person being subjugated to that slavery, the chattel, where the chattel stands up and says, does not say, master, unless the person who is to be dominated says master, the slave master has no power. He can say, slave, come here, but he's not the slave master until you honor his request by responding. So in other words, where people assert their independence and their right to self-autonomy, there can be no position of slave master. So we need to stand up and reject mastery over our lives. And we want to thank everybody for coming to Human Rights Demand. The broadcast continues for another 15 minutes, but if you're listening by computer, you might be cut off right now, but the entire show will be captured on tape. Go ahead, Mr. Money. Go ahead and talk to us about this.
You know, as I can, you know, reflect back in our native pronunciation, we have what they say in our own language when they say, "Wolak hotaki lila otechike." There's a meaning to that concept. And so when you understand the pronunciations of what I just explained to you in my language, then and only then can you start accepting freedom with its full intent. Now, I, for one, come from that type of mentality of being taunted through abuse by mixed bloods and the white race in particular, and through the education system. And because I would not honor and accept that type of atonement when Pledge of Allegiance had to be, you know, implemented in every classroom, I could not accept that. So I was always subjugated to stand in the corner, you know, in the opposite direction, facing the crowd. And so by rejecting that pronunciation, it gave me the ability to understand what my grandfather was saying. He said, this is a fight that we've been fighting for approximately 315 years during my grandfather's time. And he said, during that time, son, not one of you has turned white. And it reflects to the same understanding of what another person had said in a song. And it was increasing that 500-year fight from 315 to 500 years of fighting. Not one of us turned white. You see, this is the pronunciation that people of color try to teach many others that want that perspective of believing in themselves where freedom lies. And that's how you are guaranteed the independence when you go out and serve the purpose of sovereignty. And it can only be done on that type of caliber. And when you achieve that, then your heart itself is free to listen to everything that the great mystery has provided for you and given you. And every time I see the four-legged or the winged creatures, that enlightens me, that makes me happy, and it excites me because my truthful message that I'm sharing with the listening audience is so God-forsaken true that the great mystery sent these animal nations to step in and make my joy a happy fulfillment to reach out to many others. For my people that are listening today, I want to say I thank each and every one of you for giving me this opportunity to share lessons of our reality for you. And as long as we continue to try to think like we're like that white man, we become just like him in white think. Let's start doing indigenous think. Let's start doing African think. Let's start doing Mexican think. Let's start doing Asian think. If we start taking those pronunciations, just like our animals, look at our animals. Look at the geese. They think. Look at the ducks. They think. Look at the buffalo people. They think. Look at the eagles. They turtles. They think. They have their own ability to exercise their full capacity of independence through their sovereignty and their belief system and freedom. That is so remarkable. They're right in front of us. But as a two-legged person, we are forgetting those basic understandings. And remember, slavery of the mind is an assault on liberty everywhere. Remember that, listening audience, because today, the Strong Heart Warrior Society gives you that opportunity to understand where we're going into the 22nd century. For that listening audience that understood both the understandings of my language and my own, I thank all of you from the deep depths of my heart that I have the opportunity to share to you about what white think is. And so with that, Mary, you guys have a great day. And I look forward to hearing this coming days as I get my sister to look into the computer to get things established. And when you can, listening audience, do return my call at 605-517-1547. I'll ascertain and entertain the questions the best I can. And for many others that are seeking freedom, believe it within your heart, because that's where freedom lives. And without that, there is no life in the direction of independence and sovereignty. Okay, thank you for another beautiful Wednesday, Mary. Okay.
Well, thank you, Mr. Money, for taking the time to speak to us again today. And we look forward to your words of wisdom every Wednesday and your words of encouragement that freedom exists first in our minds, and then we can work together to bring it about into this realm where we live. And we thank you so much for joining us on Human Rights Demand. This is Native American Affairs, and we have much we can learn from our Native American brothers and sisters about the quest for freedom, which has been a very long quest for them. It has been a very long quest, and you don't give up. You stay united, you stay focused, and you continue to press on. And join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear from Native American Affairs, Mr. Money, and the Strong Heart Warrior Society. We appreciate you. Please share the link to this radio show, and I will send it to everybody by Google Plus and by Facebook. And, of course, it's available at Blog Talk Radio. And also, Mr. Manny's other radio shows are right there at Blog Talk Radio, Human Rights Demand, for you to play anytime, 24/7. We have a wonderful asset in the Internet. Let us use it to regain our freedom. Thank you.